Track 9, 11 Reasons to Love Holt. This month, we're paying a visit to the Georgian Gem, a stone's throw away from our beautiful North Norfolk coast.
The Holt Bookshop. In Lanhouse Court, you can top up your to-be-read pile at the Holt Bookshop. Owned by Pam Horrocks and Keith Britton, you'll find a large range of fiction, non-fiction, children's and local books. It was shortlisted in the Independent Bookshop of the Year category in the 2024 British Book Awards and holds regular signings. Recent visitors include Lady Glenconner and miniature Shetland pony Jack Brock. There's also a sister shop, the Holt Book Gallery, which sells second-hand books. Star Plain. Foodie heaven, Star Plain specialises in three of the best things in life: cheese, coffee and wine. In our January issue, Lily Barker picked it as one of her favourite Norfolk places to eat in 2025 and described their cheese toasties as to die for. This is one to keep under your hat for that sneaky lunch with a book, she said. Holt Festival. One of the largest arts festivals in the region, Holt Festival is held every July and attracts a host of famous names. Last year's performers included Nigel Planer, Barbara Dixon, the Bootleg Beatles and Sarah Perry. And other stars who have appeared at the festival include Julian Clary, Toya and Robert Fripp, Marion Keyes and Lem Sisse. Look out for this year's lineup being announced in the spring. Holt Owl Trail. If you're a history buff, the Holt Owl Trail brings the town's past to life. A circular walk around the town, there are 24 plaques on the ground, and each reveals the story of the buildings, monuments, streets and clocks. The Holt Owl Trail derives its name from an ancient legend when some local men caught a troublesome owl and put it in the town pound for stray animals, but it escaped and flew away. The owl became the town's emblem, and the people of Holt are known as the Knowing Ones. Byfords. In Shire Hall Plain, characterful Byfords is right at the heart of things. The stealth-styled posh B&B, think Vispring beds, Egyptian cotton sheets and luxury cosmetics, has 16 individually designed rooms plus a self-catering apartment. But the higgledy-piggledy world of pleasure is more than just a place to rest your weary head. There's a cafe serving hearty breakfasts, brunches and lunches, through to a decadent afternoon tea and dinner. And if you're planning a picnic, you can stock up at the takeaway. You can even click and collect. The North Norfolk Railway. Take a trip back in time on the North Norfolk Railway and enjoy some of Norfolk's beautiful scenery. Steam trains chug along the 5.5-mile poppy line between Sheringham and Holt with a stop at Weyburn. At Holt Station, the William Marriott Museum houses a fascinating collection of bygones from the age of steam. And the popular attraction has been shortlisted in four categories at the Heritage Railway Association Awards 2025, including the title Railway of the Year. The winners will be revealed this month. Bakers and Larners. For Epicurean treats, a trip to Bakers and Larners Food Hall should be top of the list. It's famed as Norfolk's answer to Fortnum and Mason and showcases lots of delicious local produce. The delicatessen at Bakers and Larners has recently had a makeover, including a new 18-metre counter filled with cheeses, meats and savouries. Holt Vinyl Vault. Until 2016, Holt Vinyl Vault was the only record shop in the world located in a working post office. Now it's a full-time punk office. This shop is an absolute treasure trove for music fans. It's all too easy to lose a morning crate digging here, as the vinyl aficionados who travel from all over the UK and beyond to seek out collectibles will tell you. Charlatans frontman Tim Burgess is a fan, and it gets a mention in his book, Vinyl Adventures from Istanbul to San Francisco. Holt Sunday Market. Held on the first Sunday of the month from April to December, Holt Sunday Market features a mix of talented local makers showcasing their wares, plus street food traders and buskers. The designer-maker section spans the length of the marketplace, showing some of the best craftspeople, and street food trucks pitch up in Baker's Yard. The music gazebo is on the marketplace, and a number of the town's independent shops are open too. Owl Tea Rooms. With cafes and bakeries in abundance, Holt could possibly be the coffee and cake capital of Norfolk. Established in 1929, Owl Tea Rooms is believed to be the county's oldest tea room. It certainly has an incredible array of bakes on offer, from spiced apple pie and treacle tart to pistachio and cherry cake and gooey triple chocolate brownies. If you want to try traditional Norfolk shortcake, this is the place. Meadow Suite. Run by Greg Anderson and his partner Rebecca Williams, an intimate Michelin-starred restaurant with rooms, Meadow Suite is one of Norfolk's hottest tables. Dishes are dictated by the best responsibly sourced ingredients available, and current dishes on the menu include kombu mackerel and smoked herring, and wild turbot and vin jaune. And the accolades just keep coming. It recently made the renowned Harden's Guide's 2024 list of the top 100 restaurants in the UK, scooping the number 36 spot.